One of my specialties is in teaching a practice called Applied Yoga Anatomy and Muscle Activation. And so today is going to really focus on the hips. One of the things that kind of sets me apart from probably other experiences in yoga is that I do not focus on stretching. We just focus on engaging certain muscles. And if those muscles are engaging properly, the opposite muscle, known as the antagonist, will start to relax. But what I'm more interested in is helping you guys to achieve more stability, and that when you leave the class, you don't just feel like loosey-goosey, but that you actually feel strong and stable. So having said that, we're gonna just start. And what I would like to do is just come up on to your feet and come and stand up. And we're just gonna do a practice called chair pose. So come in with your feet about hip distance apart and have your heels of your feet right underneath your hips. And sink back into your heels and start to lift your arms up. Now, if you have shoulder issues, don't try to lift the arms up as high as you can, but just kind of keep them here. But I really want you to focus on lifting the chest, okay? But if you do have it in your capacity, lift the arms up as high as you can, and then exhale and come forward. Swing the arms back, kind of almost resting or hovering over your thighs. Then inhale, bring the arms forward and come back up into chair pose. Now sink back a little bit more, lift the toes. And then again, come forward. And then swing the arms forward, sit back into chair. And if you can, lift the chest up a little bit higher. Take the biceps behind the ears. And we'll do it one more time. So come forward, sweep the arms back, and then sit back into chair. And you should really start to feel this in your lower back. And then inhale, come up. And exhale, bring the hands forward into Namaste Mudra. So bring your hands to your hips or your waist, and inhale, lift the chest and heart. And then exhale, come forward. You can bend the knees, bring the hands to the floor, and then just take your feet back. Transition into downward dog, and then inhale, come onto your knees, lift the chest and heart, and then exhale and just round the back here. Inhale, lift the chest and heart, and exhale and round the back. Inhale, lift the chest and heart. Good. And exhale, round the back one last time. Then kind of find neutral and just kind of pause here for a moment. So you're not coming into a complete extension, but you also don't want to be in complete flexion. So you're somewhere in the middle, and then maybe come a little bit into extension, just a little bit. And just feel the sides of the belly squeezing into each other, okay? So inhale deeply and exhale deeply. Good, now keep that extension in your spine. Exhale, come into downward facing dog. And then what I would like you to do is to inhale, come into plank pose and really squeeze your core inward. So think about the navel moving towards the spine and then lift the chest forward a bit. Exhale, come into downward dog. Nice, inhale, come forward into plank and squeeze the navel to the spine. Take the sides of the belly inward towards the midline. And then exhale and come into downward facing dog. Inhale, come into plank. Take the sides of the belly into the midline. Squeeze the navel in, lift the chest forward, press your heels back, and exhale, come into downward facing dog. Inhale, come forward into plank pose, squeeze the sides of the belly inward, lift the chest and heart, and then exhale back into downward facing dog. Again, inhale, come into plank. Nice, squeeze the sides of the belly in, squeeze the sides of the belly in, and exhale into downward dog. Good. Come onto your knees for a second, just look at me. And what I want to just emphasize is if you take your hands to the sides of your belly, and so when we say squeeze the belly into the midline, think about you grabbing the sides of your belly, literally, and start to squeeze that in to the navel. When you did that, you probably noticed everything just contracts. Now, try to do that without using your hands. So take the sides of the belly in when we say to do that in that plank pose, okay? So come back into fours. We'll do it one more time. Even before you come into dog, think about the sides of the belly moving into the midline. This is kind of taking the transverse abs and shortening it. Exhale, come into downward dog. Inhale, come to plank pose. And squeeze the belly in. So take the sides of the belly into the midline, and then the navel to the spine. Lift the chest and heart, press the heels of your feet back. Good, and then exhale into downward facing dog. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Very good. And then inhale, come onto your knees. And let's just transition onto our backs. So a big part of today's practice is that we're going to focus on really working with the hips. And one of the major, I guess, kind of hip flexors is your psoas. So we want to get the psoas strong and working properly so that your range of motion improves and you have stability. So bring your heel to the opposite knee, your right heel to the opposite knee. Bring your left hand and bring it in front of your right knee. Now with your right hand, come in and just kind of feel that space between the navel center and your pelvic bone. Just bring the foot or the hand in. And then press the knee into the hand and you're gonna feel a muscle kind of pop out. That's your psoas. So press it in. And relax. And then press the knee into the hand. Now, one thing to watch for is that this arm is straight. You're not actually pushing the hand into the knee. The knee is coming into the hand. It's a very important distinction. And relax. So the hand is actually kind of a block. Press the knee into the hand. Two, three, four, five, six, and relax. And press the knee into the hand, two, three, four, five, six, and relax. And press the knee into the hand, two, three, four, five, six, and relax. And press the knee into the hand. Okay, you should really start to feel that muscle engaging, becoming stronger and activated and relaxed. Now I know a lot of you guys are having desk jobs. You've probably been sitting all day. Press the knee into your hands. And so one of the muscles that actually starts to shut down and even atrophy is the psoas major. And relax. And press the knee into the hand one last time. And so we want to make sure that that muscle is strong. And it really supports the lower back and relax. Good, strain your legs out. We're gonna do one more thing here. So I want you to externally rotate that leg as much as you can, the right leg, and bring the right leg out about 30 degrees. You can kind of peek at it just to make sure. So it's about 30 degrees out. And then lift the leg up to about 30, 35, 40 degrees. Okay, so just lift the leg up. And you should feel that psoas working. Relax the leg down. Now, with your left hand, bring it to your left pelvic bone, left hip, and press that into the floor. So you're not using your left side to lift your right leg up. Okay, and lift the right leg up. And relax down. And lift the right leg up. And lower back down. And lift the leg back up. And lower the leg back down. Very good. And one last time, lift the leg up. And lower back down. Very good. And just bend your knees just for a moment. Let the feet stay on the floor. And you can even let the knees come together and just relax. It's a really great exercise to do when you've been sitting all day, your psoas isn't functioning properly, just to quickly activate the psoas will really change the stability in your structure. So if you're going out and doing something after sitting all day, sometimes you can tweak your back, and that's because the muscles supporting the back are not activated properly. Okay, so we're gonna do the other side. I'm just gonna flip around. And from here, you're gonna bring your left foot across your right knee, and you're gonna bring your right hand to your left knee. And again, with your left hand, find your belly button, your pelvic bone, and then come sort of in the middle. You don't have to press very far. And then as you start to press the knee into the hand, you're gonna feel that muscle popping out. Okay, and just hold it there for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And then do it again. And relax. And 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 we'll just do it one more time. Really press the knee into the hand. You should feel that muscle starting to turn on. Perhaps each time it just gets easier and easier. What I love about muscle activation technique and therapy is that it really works well with sort of this yogic modality of connecting the brain with muscles. That's literally what we're doing. Somehow your brain has disconnected from your body, and what we're doing is systematically starting to reconnect your brain to your body. So straighten your legs out, turn your left foot to the left, or your left leg to the left, externally rotate it, bring the left leg out about 30 degrees, and then lift the leg up. About 30, 35, even 40 degrees is fine. I'm just holding it there. You should feel that muscle really relax. If you kind of poke around on the right side, you'll probably or should notice the right side is relaxed. And let the leg come down. And lift that leg back up. And relax the leg down. And lift the leg up. And lower the leg down. Just really relax everything for a moment. You can jiggle your glutes and then lift the leg back up. And lower the leg back down. And lift the leg back up. This is fantastic. You guys are gonna feel so strong today in your core. And then slowly back down. And then again, come back up. And back down. Very good. Okay. So just bend the knees just for a moment and relax. Take your hands to your belly just for a brief moment. Somewhere around your navel center. And I want you to take about 3 deep breaths. Inhale fully and deeply. And feel the belly becoming filled with fresh breath, fresh oxygen, fresh prana. And as you exhale, feel yourself kind of melting into the floor, melting into your space, kind of dissolving. Take one more deep breath. Inhale fully. As we're continuing this journey of connecting to our body and connecting to really our muscular system, that connection deepens, strengthens, is engendered when we do it from a really calm place. When we do it from a place of deep relaxation. When we do it, biomechanically speaking, from a parasympathetic state, when our body is in rest and digest. Okay, so we're going to do the next thing here. We're going to engage one of the deep flexor muscles called the psoas minor. So you're going to bring your legs up, bring your hands behind your head, and lift up, and then pull the pubic bone towards the navel center. So it's not lifting the hips up, it's pulling the pubic bone towards the navel center. And then relax it down. And then lift it up. Pull that pubic bone towards the navel and then relax down. So just to go through the steps again, bring the knees above the hips, lift the head and chest up, and pull the pubic bone towards the navel. And you probably can feel the lower part of your rectus abdominis also engaging. That's totally fine. It's really important in terms of trunk and spine stability, and come back down. Just take a deep breath in there. Always reconnect back to the breath. Inhale into infinity and exhale into eternity. And then lift the knees up. Lift the head and chest a little bit, but mostly the head. And then pull the pubic bone towards you. Pull the pubic bone. See if you can feel those lower muscles engaging. And then relax down. And then lift up again. And then come back down. And then lift up again. Okay, this is the last one. Make it count. Pull the pubic bone in as much as you can. And relax down. Very good. Inhaling deeply. Let the hands come back to the belly. Just take 2 deep breaths. And you start to feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. One of my favorite affirmations that a friend gave to me one time, just come over onto your back, or onto your stomach, sorry, and just kind of be here for a moment. And what you're going to do is come and bring your forehead down and your hands underneath your shoulders. A friend of mine gave me an affirmation one time. It went, my body is stronger today than it was yesterday. My body is healed and in a perfect state of health. So you can embody that idea or bhavana. What you're going to do now is bend one knee really relax down here. And then you're going to lift that leg up as much as you can. Okay? So you can bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift up. And you can feel that glute engaging as you do this hip extension and relax down. Now, one of the things, we'll do it again, bend the knee, engage the glute, lift up. One of the things that's really important when we talk about hips, everybody's always interested in opening up their hips. What they end up doing is actually overstretching the glute muscles, which we actually need to be working better. Relax down. And bend the knee. Engage the glute and lift up. Some of you might be having a really hard time here, barely able to lift the knee off the floor. That's okay, but as you do this more and more, you'll start to get stronger and stronger and relax down. And bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift that up. 3, 4, 5, 6, and back down. Very good. And bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift it up. 2, 3. Now, if you're doing a glute check with your other hand, make sure that the one that's lifting is engaged, which it should be, and the other one is relaxed. Just kind of check it. Is it relaxing or are you trying to compensate? And then back down. And we'll do it one more time. Bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift it up. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and relax down. Just bring your hands underneath your forehead for a second and just take 2 or 3 deep breaths. And as you breathe here, think about breathing in deeply to your lower belly. So just a little fun fact, Cher, who's like 75 years old, you can bend the other knee. We can do this as I talk. Engage the left glute and lift that leg up. So Cher was on Ellen DeGeneres, and Ellen, being Ellen, turned to Cher and said, and now lower that leg down, relax, shake the glutes, bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift up. And so Ellen said to Cher, you got a really great butt. What do you do? Which really embarrassed Cher. I mean, in a fun way, of course. And then relaxed the leg down, bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift the leg up. And so Cher actually responded and said, what I do is actually really simple. And it was a slightly different pose. Lift the leg up a little higher if you can, and then relax down. But it's basically this thing that I'm showing you guys right now. You guys can feel how much it's engaging the glutes. So if you want to keep your, you know, glutes strong and also perky, this is one of the best ones out there. Bend the knee, engage the glute, and lift the leg up. Do this every day for 90 days, and you'll have a very lifted butt. But more importantly, and then relax down. More importantly, you're gonna have glutes that really serve you. Bend the knee, engage the glute on the left side, and lift it up. The glutes really are important as they're the shock absorbers of the body. And a lot of people suffer from bad backs, from bad lower backs, and relax down. We'll do it one more time. Bend the knee. Engage the glutes, and well, the left glute, and lift it up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and down. And just take a couple of deep breaths. Relax your head on your hands, and just take a few deep breaths there. Inhaling deeply, and exhaling deeply. And so we talk about the glutes being the shock absorbers of the body. And your back is kind of like the axle. So if the shocks aren't working, then the axle breaks. And we can look around and we see so many people walking around with broken axles, like their backs just are not functioning well. Just really a shame. Okay, so kind of roll over to your side and look at me and face me, kind of come into this pose here. So what we're going to do now is kind of work on our hip rotators. And I know so many of you have really tight rotators, which is why you try and stretch them out. We're actually going to do the opposite. We're actually going to engage them. And as a muscle engages, it actually works better and has more range of motion. So place your hand on this knee. You'll probably recognize this pose from other things that you've done in the past. And you're going to slowly start to raise this leg up as high as you can. Raise the knee up. With this hand, I'm just gently pressing into the knee. And then slowly lower back down. And then lift the knee up. Open up as wide as you can. And again, I'm kind of pressing into the knee here. And then slowly down. Now let's work with the breath a little bit. So inhale, open up. And go as far as you can, but don't compensate by lifting the lower knee up. And then exhale slowly back down. Don't just let the knee just drop. Okay, do it again. Inhale back up. And exhale back down. And inhale back up. And exhale slowly back down. And inhale slowly back up. And really press into that hand. Press into that hand. Create some little bit of resistance. It'll turn the muscle on. And then slowly back down. And then slowly back up. This will be the last one, and hold it there. And then slowly back down. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to turn around and face the other way. And again, bring this hand to this knee and then bring the knee up, but do it slowly and then go to your full range of motion here and hold it there. And then slowly back down. Very good. And then slowly back up. There you go. Open up that knee as wide as you can. And then back down. And then back up. And then slowly back down. And do it again. Good. You might have some interest, just take note how interesting it is, like, to see what your range of motion is here. It's not, for me, it's not very much. And exhale slowly back down. We'll do it one more time. And then slowly back up. And the thing is like, a lot of times we end up harming our muscles to some degree, more our nervous system, by pushing them beyond what they're capable of doing. So this is as far as I can go. I can definitely bring my hand here and push my knee farther away, but then I'm starting to bypass and then slowly back down what the nervous system allows me to do. So I need to retrain the nervous system. And we do that by improving a muscle's contractibility. Come onto your back. And again, just take your hands to your belly and take a couple of deep breaths in. And just kind of ground in or center in to where you are and how you're feeling. By now, you probably notice a lot of energy, a lot of movement. We haven't really done anything, and yet there's a sense of that you've actually have done something. Okay, this one's a little interesting to explain. So what we're gonna do is straighten our legs out, and then you're gonna bring your left knee up to 90 degrees, more or less. I'm gonna bring my left hand and just kind of hold the knee there so the knee doesn't go from side to side. And all I'm gonna do is turn the leg in as much as I can and bring the foot towards me. Now, I'm not gonna let the foot drop. The foot's gonna stay the same level as the knee, but I'm gonna turn it in as much as I can and then bring it back and just relax the leg. Now, if you didn't feel like we did anything, you probably will after the second, third, fourth time. So just hang in there. Bring the knee over the hip, bring the hand to the knee just to stabilize, and bring the foot in, and just breathe there while pressing the foot towards you. And then relax it. This is a really important muscle called the quadratus femoris. It's a really important external rotator in the hips. Bring the leg up, bring the hand to the knee, rotate the foot in. And relax the leg. And bend the knee. Turn the foot in. Bring it all the way in. And then back down. And bend the knee and bring the foot in. And then relax the leg down. We'll do it one more time. Bend the knee to 90, bring the hand to the knee, and turn the foot in. You might even notice too that some of the adductor muscles start engaging. So a lot of things are actually starting to work here, but we're really trying to target that hip rotator. And then bring the leg back. Good, let's do the other side. So bring the knee up to 90, bring the hand to the knee, and again, rotate that foot. You might notice it's a little difficult. By the time we finished the other side, it progressively got easier. Why did it get easier? Because the muscle's ability to contract improved. We want our muscles to be able to contract and contract on demand, relax the leg. When a muscle has that ability to contract and contract on demand, bend the knee, bring the hand to the knee to stabilize it and rotate inward. When a muscle has the ability to contract and contract on demand, we have more stability. We kind of tweak our body, if you will, or throw our backs out and come on out and relax the leg. Because we go and do something and we don't have stability in that moment. Our body's muscles aren't holding our bones in place. Bend the knee, bring the knee to the hand, and turn the foot in. Two, three, four, five, six, and then relax. And do it again. Bend the knee, bring the hand to the knee, turn the foot in. Two, three, four, five, six, and then relax. And bend the knee, bring the hand to the knee, stabilize the knee and turn the foot in. Turn it in as much as you can. And then relax the leg down. We'll just do it one more time. So bend the knee, bring the hand to the knee, turn the foot in. Good, you probably notice it's getting easier and easier. But I'm also feeling some muscles contracting. And then relax. Relax the leg down. and just pause for one moment. Take your hands to the lower belly. Let's take our three deep breaths. Come back and arrive to this moment. In yoga, we talk about this idea of living in purpose. And for many of us, it's really hard to live in purpose because our body's in pain. It doesn't function the way we want it to. We have things going on. We age, we get older. And so there's this emphasis in the yoga tradition of caring for our bodies to make sure that they're stable. It's really hard to live in purpose when the body doesn't function properly. The more it functions properly, the more we can shine out into the world and do what we're meant to do. Very good. So bend the knees and roll over and come on up. And we're going to do a little twisting exercise here. So what you're going to do is come onto your mats and bring your feet wide apart. Now, I don't know if you guys have yoga blocks at home or wherever you are right now. If you do have a yoga block, I'd like you to take the yoga block and bring it up. Draw an imaginary triangle from your feet to a point in front of you, okay? And if you don't have a yoga block, I'll give you an adaptation, but you can also bring a chair here as well or a stack of books. So yogi's choice, but I'll give you the option, a little variation. So what you're going to do is bring the hands out to the sides and bring the hand down to the block and the other hand up. What we're trying to do is avoid dropping this hip. So we want to keep the hips as level as possible, and then we twist at that place. So squeeze the hips into the midline. Now, if you don't have a block and you need an option, you can bend that knee and bring the hand down to the floor, and that'll pretty much do the same thing. You really want to focus on squeezing at the navel center. So come on back up, inhale, and we'll just repeat that side a couple more times. Exhale, bring that hand down. Again, you can bend the left knee if you need to, and twist at this pose. Inhale, back up. Squeeze the hips to midline. Exhale, right hand down to the block, other hand up. Inhale, back up, and exhale, back down. Inhale, back up, and exhale, back down. This time we're going to stay here for a few breaths, and then what you're going to do is you're going to inhale, take your gaze over to your hand, bring your hand over your head, and then exhale, bring your head following your hand up to the ceiling. Inhale, bring the hand over your head, follow the hand with your gaze gently. Exhale, bring the hand up to the sky. Inhale, and exhale. Inhale, and exhale. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Inhale, back up. Exhale, Namaste Mudra. Take a couple of deep breaths. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Inhale into infinity. And exhale into eternity. Inhale the arms out to the sides. And then exhale. This time we're going to bring the left hand to the block or to the floor. Again, if you don't have the block, bend that right knee this time, but keep the left leg straight. Inhale, back up. Really feel the hips move to midline. Exhale, left hand to the block other hand up to the sky. Inhale, back up. And exhale, back down. Inhale, back up. And exhale, back down. Inhale, back up. And exhale, back down. And one last time, inhale back up. And exhale back down. And then we'll do those arm thing with the arm. Inhale, bring the arm over the head. Take your head, gaze to the hand if you can. Exhale, bring the gaze up with the hand to the ceiling. Inhale, bring the hand over the head. And exhale, bring the hand up to the ceiling. Inhale, bring the hand over the head. And exhale, bring the hand up to the ceiling. One last time. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, back up. And exhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. Just pause there for a moment. Very nice. Come on to your backs, please. Okay, we're going to finish off with two more poses. So you're going to bend your knees and come into your back. Now I'd like you to bring your arms out to the sides like a T or over your head. Okay, so either way, just don't have the hands here. Bring the feet a little bit wider than your hips. And then inhale and lift the hips up as high as you can. Now we've done so much with the glutes, with our rotator muscles. This should be really easy. But the thing you want to focus on here is squeezing the glutes. So you can even just tap them a little bit just to feel what's going on and then slowly come back down. And then inhale, slowly come up. Come up a little higher. Really press down into the heels of your feet. If you can, lift just your toes up for a moment. And then pull the heels towards your glutes. Lift up a little bit higher. And then come back down. Jiggle your glutes a little bit. Squeeze your glutes. And then come back up. And just hold it there for a moment. Lift up as high as you can. Really press down through the heels of your feet. Lift up a little bit higher. Squeeze the glutes. Squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them, and then come back down. And then come back up. Squeeze the glutes. Lift up a little bit higher. Squeeze the glutes. And then back down. Lift up again. Squeeze the glutes. And then back down. Take another deep breath. And one last time, lift it up. Inhale up as high as you can. Go for broke this time. Just lift up, squeeze them, lift up higher, squeeze them, lift up higher. Give it all you've got and back down. Nice. Good job, you guys. That is not easy. Bring the feet to butterfly pose. Sometimes this is also referred to as goddess pose. We're going to do this just a couple of times. This is such a great pose to really strengthen the pelvic floor. What we're going to do here is very slowly start to bring your knees up to each other. But really take your time. And if you have it in your capacity, focus on breathing into the perineum. And the perineum is the seat of what we call in yoga, Mula Bandha. Mula Bandha is, it's really kind of the center or the seat of power and strength and stability. When you have strong Mula Bandha, you really have a stable force in the world, or you become a stable force in the world. Okay, biomechanically, we're doing many things here, so very slowly start to come out. Don't let the knees just drop out. Biomechanically, we're also strengthening the adductors. And so as we're slowly bringing the knees out, we're strengthening the adductors eccentrically. Inhaling deeply and exhaling deeply. And then slowly come back up. You can see I have my hands resting on my lower belly. It's almost intuitively habitual, because it's a way for me to start connecting with my breath. As you breathe deeply into your belly, you biomechanically trigger a parasympathetic response in the body that enables you to become quiet in mind, to relax, to calm down, to center, to regroup. And once your knees touch, you can slowly start to let the knees come back out to the sides. We'll just do it a couple more times. So many lower back problems, by the way, originate in the glutes, but also is exacerbated by weak or inactive adductors, hip rotators, hip flexors. All of these muscles work synergistically to hold the integrity of your lower back. So when we talk about hips, in many ways, we're also talking about lower back stability. You might notice that, by the way, as you're doing this, you're getting, your knees are closer and closer to the floor, slowly coming back up. It's really important to, when we have pain, to not just say it's one muscle or that muscle. We need to look at all the muscles. And all the muscles work together. And if one of them isn't working, it's like something in your car engine that stops working. So pain is kind of like the engine light that goes off, giving us a signal that, hey, something's not quite right. We need to, you know, get our body, get our engine checked out. Inhaling deeply into the lower belly and exhaling deeply. We'll just make this one the last one. So very slowly again, coming back up. See if you can kind of shift your breath, if you will, to your perineum. The pelvic floor. The perineum, for those of you who don't know where it's located, as my teacher would say, is located between your vegetables and your anus. It It's a peculiar spot, but when you can start to access it, you really start to sense a different level of stability, of strength, of groundedness. Something very powerful begins to happen in the mind when you can hold your attention in your perineum. In this powerful psychic lock. And then last time, very slowly bring the knees back out. Probably notice that each time it progressively gets a little harder and harder. If your muscles are shaking, just let them relax now. Or if they're just beginning to shake, just kind of notice that. And then stretch the legs out. The hands come to the sides. And just lying in Shavasana. Feel again the breath at the lower belly. As you're in Shavasana, kind of shrug your shoulders a little bit towards your ears and just pause there for a moment. And then relax them. And then do it again. Shrug your shoulders up to your ears and maybe even towards the ceiling. And then just relax them. And then without making a fist in your right hand, just tense your right arm. Feel the tension moving from your fingertips up to your shoulder, and then relax the arm. And this time, tense your left arm. Don't really make a fist with the hand, just keeping the arm straight, keeping the fingers straight, but feel tension, and then relax. And then do it again on the right side. Tense the right arm. Tense the fingertips. Nothing else is tense, just the arm. And then relax. And then again on the left leg, or left arm, sorry. Tense your left arm. Feel the tension moving from the fingertips up to the shoulder. And then relax it. And then bring your attention to your hips and your glutes. And squeeze the glutes as much as you can. Squeeze the hips. Squeeze everything there. And then relax it. And again, squeeze everything. Squeeze the hips towards each other. And then relax. And then tense the right leg. And relax and breathe easily and effortlessly. Tense your left leg now. Remember to keep the rest of your body relaxed. So just the left leg is tensing. Tense all the way from the toes to the hip and then relax. And breathe easily and effortlessly. Tense your right leg. Again, remember just the right leg is tensing here. Tense it, squeeze, and then let it go. Breathe easily and effortlessly. Tense your left leg. And relax it. Breathe easily and effortlessly. feel yourself truly relaxing, dissolving, melting. And then very slowly start to inhale deeply and exhale deeply. Bend one knee and bend the other knee. And then slowly roll over to the side. And then come and sit up. Just cross your legs. Sitting well just for a moment. Just notice if you can feel a difference from when we first started. If maybe you're sitting a little straighter, or if it's a little bit more effortless. Maybe your attention is a little bit more in your breath. Your focus is a little bit more inwardly drawn. And from this place, go back out into your life and manifest and live your life purpose with ease and steadiness. Namaste, everybody. Have a super wonderful day.